Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Hey, everybody. Good morning. This is Marcia Cappuccino, known as Dr. Cappuccino, coming into your home, your heart, and hopefully your life with our 200th, and I think it's the 30th episode for the Global Vision for Living Today show. I'm so happy that things look like they're about to turn full circle in the name of God for those that are calling on his name for any kind of relief, solace, and peace, hearing all the things that are going on in the world. Today, we're going to be talking on part two, what can I do with my life? You know, last week we talked about everything that man is doing with his hands, his feet, however he can get it done, because he's a busybody. He was created in the image of God to be a busybody, and we are so happy that you're also interested in making a big splash with your life, not just to say, I woke up this morning and I had my mind on Jesus. That's all good. But what can I do with my life? You know, many are saying I'm afraid, you know, I'm lonely, I'm without a friend or even a foe, even an enemy is better than nothing at all. Some are saying I do not want to die not knowing if I have followed my destiny. My destiny, what is it? Well, we've already been told what our destiny is. And we've been told and showed by the one that walked with 12 how to do it. Come on. Our scriptures, the world is telling you, come on. Learn of and about me. Learn about God the Father. Psalm 83:18, King James Version points it out. Let's ascribe to do his will. Let's worship God in the spirit and in the truth that he so deserves. Let's tell others about his plans for mankind and also about the destruction of all who do not know God and, of course, who do not obey God. They say, oh, I go to church every week. Well, what are you doing then if you go to church every week? What are you talking about? Are you happy? Is that such a thing? Well, today we're going to dwell back into that from where we started last week, part two. Colonel Harrison, I'm so glad you're here because I had a message for you, and you probably know what that message is. If you're not going to be on the show, you better tell me. Give me at least a two-hour advance. I'll make it snatch somebody up in those 2 hours, because the world has need of God, and the world has need of what we are talking about now. But Colonel Harrison, I see that you're on. Before I ask for your comment, I want you guys to know that someone sent me a list this morning. More than 800 stores are closing across the U.S. in 2023. And here's the full list. I'm not going to go with the full list, but if any of you would like to have that, you are certainly welcome to contact me at mothernature7@gmail.com. But let's just run through just 60 seconds of this. National retailer closing multiple Arizona stores. The American Car Center has shuttered dealerships in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, North and South Carolina and Tennessee. People are running around with cars saying, I don't know where to send my car note, or they're going to pick my car up. Isn't that something? Never before in the history of car dealership. And now they put up some kind of website to tell people what to do. They're still saying send your payments in, but they have shut them up. People ran there to have their car service shut down, closed. The other national chains in Minnesota is closing multiple stores. Walmart is closing stores in 6 cities. Best Buy, 30 stores. Party City, 22 stores. If you want a copy of this, You can get it by emailing mothernature7@gmail.com. More than 800 stores. You know what? God should be taken seriously now. If you never really listened to him, wanted to know about him, he's sick of us. He's sick of this. And the scripture shows if God don't intervene, all life is going to vanish on this planet. And, of course, that's not going to happen. But this is just showing you where you're at. So if you're playing around, you're not giving God any attention, who else could cause all of this? You better check it out. It didn't happen in Grandpa's day. You better check it out. It didn't happen in Grandma's day. You better check it out. Right now, if someone is saying, what should I do with my life with all of this and more coming down the pipeline, you know what? It's really time to get in behind in front of God and his son, the one Jesus who scripture says he sent forth. So right now, we ought to be afraid. I don't know about being lonely, but you know what? Let's go over some things that people might be interested in doing with their life. You see, you ain't going to be able to run in where you used to run in. You ain't going to be able to get what you've been praying to get. You're not going to be able to even stay on your feet. Hospitals are closing. I didn't put that on the list. 17. So you're going to have to take care of yourself. And you know who's the great caretaker? The one and only God, Jehovah, Psalm 83:18, and his son, Christ Jesus. Colonel Harrison, I know that you're on. I see you here. You're a minister. What are you telling your people? Not even from hearing what I've been hearing. You and I talk weekly, and I know you are just not going in there telling them about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Some of these ministers really are doing that. Ain't got nothing new to say about nothing, and they know ain't nobody really interested in what they got to say. They got to add more to it. My daddy used to say they got to put add some pudding on top of that. I said, they sure do, because it ain't moving me. I'm looking at them. Ain't moving me. He says, oh, no, oh, my daughter, oh, my daughter. Colonel Harrison, with what's going on in the world and the great famine, which the scriptures testified to, that was going to hit not only America. Let me tell you guys something else. Someone sent me something saying that 6 children been killed in Italy. And I jumped on the laptop and I looked around. They had those funny polizia cars and all that. And the man would say, never before have we had any of this. Even here in Italy, we don't have this. It's affecting year around, month around, and country around. America leading it all. This is frightening news. Colonel Harrison, what do you make out of what's going on in the world?
Well, we have chaos in the world, Dr. Capitina, because people are denying the true living God, the Psalm 83:18 God. So what I'm telling them at the church that I'm an overseer of, to set their house in order. There are people that have, what I mean by that, there are people that have wills, legal wills, so that in the event that they transition earlier or sooner than later, their inheritance can go to their children or relative or foundation or something. So, but the foundation, I'm talking about setting your house in order. I'm talking about make sure that they have a personal relationship with God's son, Jesus Christ, because the world without God, we are nothing. And one of the scriptures in the Bible says, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So anytime we get to the point we deny the Creator, the true and living God, that's why all the calamities is beginning to fall. The stores are closing, unemployment going to go up, the virus is still up and down, wars and rumors of wars. This is just the beginning of sorrows, Dr. Capitina, listening audience.
It sure is the beginning of sorrow. So as a minister, are you equipping your people to meet the climactic process of a world going down because they do not know God? I mean, are you just talking to them? What kind of projects and programs have you set up so that people can not only be worried about getting a bowl of collard greens, getting their life together. What are you actually doing back there in, I guess, the metropolitan area of D.C. and Maryland? What are you doing with the flock you have to share and show? Are you actually telling them? Now, whether they do it or not, that's another thing. But are you actually actively every week? Are you hammering it in? Are you hammering it down? Scripture says towards the end, he says, make known my name. Are you actually doing these things in the ministry that you actually have? Are you warning the wicked? The Bible says there's none good, none at all. So you have a flock of wicked ones, just like some of these other ministries. What are you actually doing that can help other people that want to know, well, now I'm sitting up here, I'm here every week, what am I supposed to be doing? I'm here listening, I'm sitting around, I'm calling, I'm begging for prayer. What else are you doing that can help other ministers in this deep time of the end with the flock you have?
Teaching them the word of God so they can become teachers, and sending them out so they can teach others in the communities, within their families, within their workplace. Matthew 28 speaks about that. Go ye therefore, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And lo, I will be with you always, and tell them to observe all things. I will be with you always. So I'm teaching them to make people aware who the Jehovah God, the Psalm 83:18 God is, because that's who they need to know. Because when it's all said and done, when these calamities continue to fall and continue to occur, God is going to be the only one we'll be able to put trust in, have hope in, that we'll be able to survive the trials and tribulation that are on the horizon, that are occurring, and that are yet to occur.
Oh, my God, you're doing a great job, because a lot of people hear that calamity is coming. They hear that I might starve half to death. They hear that it's going to be a famine in the land. They hear that, oh, well, I guess God is doing his job. I mean, they're hearing this. But, hey, you ministers out there, do you have any evidence that your people are doing that? Obviously, you don't, because right now I just got something that said only 4%. Believe what these ministers have to say. Now, they had the Gallup poll on any interest about God. 4% now. In a minute, someone said 2023 is it. It is it. In a minute, it's not going to be that. So that means all of us who love God, claim God is in our life, claim God didn't call me, where's the evidence of that? If people is giving away free dollar bills, the evidence is going to be a lie from here to hell and back. So whatever we're offering the people, do we have any proof? Do we have any evidence at all? Do we have anything at all to show that, yeah, they listening, yeah, they being blessed by God? A beg every week is not being blessed by God. What, blessed by God to beg? He says, come on unto me. Because I got life, and I got life with abundance. So what are we actually doing? Do we have to beg them? Oh, Lord, have mercy. I can't even go there. If a person want to know, what can they do with their life? Well, you just heard Colonel Harrison. You got to go. That's the last that he said. He didn't say nothing else after that. He did 40 days in the Pentecost, I'm returning to the Father. But he has said on the ascension, go ye therefore. What more do anybody have to say? I remember my dad, who was a world famous, wealthy minister. He got up one day, people drove from San Diego, what's this, a diamond bar, Lancaster, Palmdale. He got up there dressed like a king and said, go ye therefore. And walked out the pulpit into his office, and people clapped, and the ushers got up. Our service has been concluded. He said, I almost fainted. And I ran in his office and said, Bishop, oh, why you do that? He said, because I didn't have nothing else to say. That's what they ought to do. Now, they done ran here from all across the state of California. That's it. He said, why should I keep standing, wasting my time? I said, oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh, and I don't know how Hundis called him that next week. Oh, that was fantastic. Oh, I needed that. So all of this other, I told the minister this week, I don't want to hear about Ephesians. I don't want to hear that, because by the time I get over to the seaport of Ephesus, some of them, them disciples of God had been killed. They've been run out of Rome. Well, why this? Why that? I said, they don't know enough. They'll never see Ephesus. They don't know enough. I said, go all the way back, Genesis 1. And you know what? Some ministers have not adopted that. They need to get up. That's what they need to talk about, in my lowly opinion. Go all the way back. In the beginning, God. Now you got to tell them who God is. See, I know how this thing works. Colonel Harrison knows how it works. But in the beginning, God. It talks about the creation. Talks about the downfall of man. They don't know that, and they know they don't know it. You equipped some of these people with knowledge of God. They will outrun the preacher out of his shoes. They ain't doing that. But here we are. We're offering you that. You want to go get through the Bible in a year and say the world is still standing? Get on back into Genesis. I bet you nine out of ten ministers is not doing that. And that's what we're here for. As lay people, what can I do with my life? That is what you can do. Like Bishop, when he said, go ye therefore, and went on, and I brought that to him from Jehovah's Witnesses. I said, you know what? Stop letting them do all the dirty work. They're out walking. I seen them this week with all the crime going on. They walking, looking like sheep. And while these other fat cats is just talking and sitting down. Don't follow them. If any of y'all don't do it, don't do it. Ask God to send the Savior into your life and follow him. They ain't going to say that, but we're saying it now. What can you do with your life, part two? We can shut this thing down now. Follow me. Follow me. Shut it down. And if you in a church and they're not telling you that, you better start running. You please start running. I want to talk to you now on a book that Colonel Harrison has written. It is called the you know what, Colonel Harrison, you on. Talk for a few minutes about your book and how people can order your book if they so choose. Because it is also asking, what can I do with my life?
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Constantino. The title of the book is Answer to a Civil Unrest in the Land. It goes back to the early 1800s, the founding of law enforcement in metropolitan London, and it brings it forward to when law enforcement was organized in the United States, the early 1800s. And it pictures that law enforcement was originally set up to work hand in glove with the community. The community is the police is the community, because police officers come from the community. And so there has to be a cohesive relationship between the police and community to prevent crime, prevent thievery, prevent assaults, prevent murders, all those kinds of things. And then the book progresses from there and goes into the early 60s, the Civil Rights Movement, and it talks about the dynamics of the Civil Rights Movement during the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's day, the civil unrest, and how the police interacted with the mass marches and so forth during civil rights, led to the passing of the Civil Rights Bill 1964. So where we are now, brothers and sisters, we fast forward some 50 years, the police shootings and the unjustified shootings of unarmed Afro-American males and some brown males, all are encaptured in this book, and it gives symptomatic solutions to it, and how the police and community and the elected officials can all come together and make it a safer community. People keep the confidence in the police who are responsible for public safety. And so it's available on Amazon.com. And I'm telling you, it would help to improve police service in your community and other communities if we embrace the concepts that are in this book, because I spent 38 years in law enforcement. Thank you, Dr. Carpentina.
Thank you, and I know you're still on their side, come hell or high water. I don't know what kind of creed you guys take, but I know once the cop, always the cop. We're not here to put any cops down and talk about whatever, but now let me tell you what the follow-up is. We already know, if any of you heard of Simon Magus in the first century, I'm going to talk later about the starting of the Catholic Church. But let me tell you something. The whole goal of Satan is to shut down law enforcement. It has nothing to do with safety measures and what they should be doing. I wouldn't want to be a cop. But if you read through scripture and get a spiritual understanding, and that's what Colonel Harrison is going to be writing about in part two, that I can see on the cover, part two is going to show that there is a concentrated effort to shut down law enforcement so mankind can just kill themselves, kill each other. This thing is planned. If you out there and you happen to get shot down, you're doing something. The police is just not running around seeking to just shoot and kill. Oh, don't get me wrong. There's been a few wrong, but if you have followed what has happened this week, Christopher Fitzgerald, oh my God, the whole world is crying about that young man. I took 2-3 hours yesterday out just to watch his funeral procession. This was a cop. Had everything, got everything, most beautiful wife I've ever seen. And they had the stories, white and black. They was all on the sidewalk crying. He got shot down. He saw three young men loitering. And he went up to see what it was about, shot him 3 times. When he fell, shot him again. The whole world now is in mourning. Christopher Fitzgerald, you need to Google that. If you never heard of him, you ain't heard about nothing. Hear what I'm saying. All yesterday, all this week, shot the police. You know, it's too many people that are rebellious. They was rebellious as kids. They rebellious as teenagers. They out looking for blood. The man didn't even have his revolver pulled. So let's not get it twisted. You got a few in every organization that is bad. And if it was so bad here in L.A., they ordering 3 times the cops. They calling back the ones that were there that they fired for COVID. We need help. Who else gonna get out there? That's why they ain't knocking on doors out of fear. But I tell you what, the Jehovah's Witnesses is out there. On every corner, I don't know where they all come from. They said they are sending witnesses into California. They ain't saying that about no other state. They sending them from New York into Los Angeles. Say, y'all need some help out there. Let's not get it twisted. Don't blame the police because these kids weren't raised right. Don't blame the police because they want to walk the streets at 2-3 in the morning and cause trouble. Three more cops got killed also this week. Something is up. Satan want to get rid of the police. Satan, the devil, the scriptures show it. Send us an email and we can prove anything we say, we can prove it. So people with the eyes of spiritual wisdom, why all this now? Why not 50 years ago? What happened 30 years ago? What about Colonel's book he just described in the 1800s? 1800s. They were saying 1 in 1,000 was killed. Now it's 1 in 5. The rebellious, hateful, fallen man is going to get rid of it. That 1 in 1,000,000. Let me tell you something. You better praise God the police are still walking the streets. I'm with them every week. And to hear their stories of what they're up against now, Colonel Harrison just said he was one of a cop for 38 years. That's 40 years ago. You could probably sleep on the sidewalk and not get your throat cut. Not now. I praise God for any kind of law enforcement. And in closing on what I got to say, because I want Colonel Harrison, he said he's been a cop for 38 years, retired. I know you're on their side. You got to be on their side, and I know I'll never hear nothing wicked from you about the police. This is not a racist thing. The Bible says God created man and woman. All of us came out of that. That's why you never see me no racist this. I'm not over here trying to stand for no black man. I'm not over here, black man, you done got free food, free dentist, free medical, free everything. The white man done tried to make amends if he's guilty of anything. So what? We all got a chance. And if you think I'm playing, Google the men that stand also in solidarity. I saw with my own eyes all the white men and black men hugging each other. I had to cry. Don't get it twisted. Get on outside and take the word to a nation like we've been asked to. Come on now, after Paul planted them churches in that first century, he said, now once you get this, he said, send Simon on, send this one on, send that one on. Now, if you want to, we can just break it all the way down. They never had them. They had the women and children coming up in them churches. Somebody better say amen to that. Get out and do what God told you to do. You got three or four under you, get them out of there. Y'all hear me? Get out, hit the streets. It's bad now. They're getting ready to start starving to death. You better do something now, or don't expect, oh, well, I'm dead, I'm going to go to heaven, and God go here. You ain't going to be called nowhere. You're half-stepping if you're not doing what God has said. Colonel Harrison, I know you can't speak for the ministers. You are also the what I would call the head minister for the International Platform for Peace. I went on the website. I see everything looks good. Now, I'm thinking for peace right now, but what's going on? Let me just read this again. More than 800 stores are closing across the U.S. in 2023. We got to say something. Because if we don't, the devil ain't. This is part of Satan's trick. Kill off everybody. But it's also part of God who said, now I'm sick of them. He said, well, here, I'll go down there. Send me. That was over 2,000 years ago. And look at where we're at now. More people, more problems, more hatred. Colonel Harrison, what can I do? They do. What can we do with our life after hearing some of these stats? After hearing this, and they can Google that, Google this. This is an article by Newsbreak published in the Business Insider. Google this. Google that and see. If that don't scare you up, I don't know what will. Colonel Harrison, what can we do? Let's mention this again. What can a person do now with their life? What can they do? Can they keep begging? Can they keep coming around sitting on dope? It was a preacher said, I got more dope addicts in my church than anything. And you know what I said? Get rid of them. When they run that Sunday, have a padlock on the door. Don't encourage them to come, keep coming, sitting and singing. They supposed to be out there. He didn't say that. He didn't say teach and preach and sing and this and this and that. And sitting up there wretched, taking communion. You know what? I don't think I'm wrong because many love me to talk. Colonel Harrison, what do these people encourage others to do hearing this message?
They need to encourage others to get to know who God, Jehovah, is, the Psalm 83:18, God. And if they don't know, they can seek him through prayer. If they don't want to search for him through prayer, find someone who know God that can tell them about God, teach them about God, so they can make a change in their lives and help make changes in other people's lives within their families and so forth and so on. And that's why the International Platform on Peace advocates the theme is peace, faith, and family. If no peace, then none of us survive. If we don't have faith, belief, and trust in God, then we're not going to survive. And then if we don't have the unity of the family, we're not going to survive. We got to have God at the apex of the family, then the family, then we can reach out to other mankind, and then we can continue to live together in peace because we are brothers and sisters keeper. Thank you.
Hallelujah. You ain't got too much time left to do it. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. We know you heard something that can change your life and cause earth-shattering changes in other lives. Tune in next week, Global Vision for Living Today with Colonel Harrison and Marcia Cupertino. See you next week. Have a great weekend.